Hello.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, you're listening to Powerfully You Talk Blog Radio with Linda and Dave McDowell. We're glad to have you on a Sunday evening on a Memorial weekend. I'm just going to kind of start us off, and hopefully we'll remember to do this each week, at least for a little while, so people get to know us a little better, with a statement that of what we're doing here, the purpose of this spot for Linda and I is to, we just want to talk about mostly spiritual things. Occasionally we may get onto something else and just share the things that we've experienced or learning and would, you know, just stimulate thoughts for people and hopefully encourage them to seek their own spiritual path. We are born-again Christians, so you will hear that, but we try to be open to everybody, and we hope that anybody who's seeking God will enjoy our show. So with that being said, I'm going to – oh, and then the other thing is we're just two regular people. We're not – we're just laypersons. We're not clergy. We're not college professors. We're just everyday people, so we hope everybody will be comfortable with us. We certainly want that to be the case. Enough.
Well, and we are everyday people, but I feel like if you are of God, then you're a minister and you're everyday. So in that sense, yes, we are, and because we try to minister, and this is our ministry. Part of our ministry is just to show practical Christianity. How do you walk this, or spirituality? How do you walk this walk,
yep,
and talk this, you know, when you're the everyday Joe?
So tonight we're going to talk about faith, and this is kind of my topic tonight. Linda and I talk often during the week about what we're going to do, and usually one of us will have something we kind of had on our heart and just want to share with each other. I mean, because really what you're doing most of the time is listening to Linda and I bounce back and forth from each other. We definitely couldn't do the show. I couldn't do it alone. But anyway, so that's kind of what we're going to start with. And I have some very, very loose thoughts or questions, really, however you want to put them, to get started. But the first one is, what is faith? You know, and for me, because it's an abstract idea. I mean, by its very nature, faith is believing in something that you can't touch, feel, or see, but you believe is going to happen or come about or whatever. I mean, that's faith, at least in my definition. Do you want to add anything?
I totally agree. It's not tangible in that you can't touch, see, or feel. You just have to go in a place of belief, mm-hmm, that what you're dreaming, thinking, wanting to occur will occur. And I feel like it's a useful tool in this place that we are in, and in life, it's a useful tool just to have.
Yeah. It's the difference. It's the difference between walking in fear and walking with confidence and not being afraid. And I know, because I've been there, been afraid. But I do want to say one more thing, because I know exactly what you're saying. Faith isn't something typically you can see, touch, taste, or feel. Occasionally, and we're kind of getting ahead, so I want to come back to the subject. Faith is something you can feel. It's pretty rare. It's pretty rare. So anyway, so that, you know, that's one. Then also, I just had this question of how do you get faith? You know, how does it grow, become stronger, be a part of your everyday thinking, you know, and really become a part of you? And the reason I brought this up is because I've had the struggle. And I really believe every person who is believing and walking with God is walking through this. You know, of one of my all-time favorite verses, and I don't even quote the whole verse, but it's in Mark, I believe. But anyway, was the Roman soldier whose son was ill, who Christ was coming to heal him. And Christ said something like, if you believe. And he said, oh, Lord, I believe, help my unbelief. I understand that statement, you know. And so faith is, you know, how do you get it? You have to make choices.
It's an action word.
Yes.
And meaning, and even when I said you don't always feel it, because it is a progression. It is learning to go past that place of doubt in your mind to, and it's action steps. It's walking when you don't see it. And I'm going to go to Hebrews 11:1, which basically explains it. Now, faith is confidence in what we hope for and assurance about what we do not see. How better to describe it than that? So it's a learned confidence in what and it's learned.
That's the key word, and that's really what I was trying to get to.
Yeah.
And I know you know that, is it is a learned thing. How do you get it? By practicing. And it truly is a practice. You know, as I've gone through my life, I'm going to share one of my Dave-isms. I hope you'll bear with me. But I believe there are three levels of faith, and this just works for me. And I'll use myself as an example. At 7 years old, I agreed with God that I was a sinner and I needed a Savior. And I accepted Christ as my Savior. Did I know Him as Lord? No. Did I try to follow all the rules and the regulations, but on a personal Lord basis? No. So to me, that's for me as a Christian, that's the first step of faith. Is to believe in Jesus as Savior. Then when I reached 25, I reached a place in my life of surrender. And I won't share all the details, but I just got to a place where I was so desperate for God and I was so needy for God that I was willing to say, here you go. I don't care what you do, just meet me and help me. And He did. For me, that was the second level. I said three. Maybe there's four. I'm sorry. Because the fourth level to me is, or the third level is when you say, and that goes with the second level of, Lord, whatever you want to do, I want to do it. If you want me to live in Boaz, Alabama, I live in Boaz, Alabama. If you want me to live in Hong Kong, I'll live in Hong Kong. Lord, you know, just tell me where you want me to be, because I know that's where you'll be. But then the final one, and this is the one where I think I'm getting there and not there every day, and that is, Lord, I don't even really care what you do, just as long as you're there. In other words, Lord, I mean, I'm not even going to, you know, really ask you to do much. I'm going to ask you to do whatever you want to do. And we're starting to get there.
Yeah, I feel like it's a maturity process, and not necessarily with age, but with your walk with God, that it becomes a maturity process. Well, and then the other thing with faith is there has to be a level of trust. And how do you gain that trust? You know, after you've gone through so much and God has come through for you time and time again, your faith level increases. You know, I think of the transitions in my life, not necessarily a certain instance of, you know, being divorced, walking through that, not knowing what is next and having to start over from scratch, to being a single parent. Sometimes not knowing, you know, where was the money coming from for certain things, but it always came through. But it is that level. After he provides for you or does something continually, then your faith grows because He's done it in your past and you know He'll do it again.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I really wanted to interrupt you right there because do you feel like telling your gas story?
Okay.
Let's make this real.
We'll make it real. I was a single parent at this time with two children, a nurse, and, you know, I had a friend that we kind of slip $20 sometimes when we were really low between each other. Well, in this particular time, neither one of us had the $20, and I had to get to work, and my girlfriend kept my girls, especially in the summertime, both of them, while I was at work. Well, she lived quite a way from me, and then it was 30 miles from her house to my job. I was on E. Or that little line right above E.
And there's no way you should have made it.
And there's no way that I should have made it those 30 miles to my job. But I did make it those 30 miles to my job. So they said on a wing and a prayer, and that really literally was what it was. And then I got at work, and one of my friends, it was a little group of us. We were all single parents. We just kind of all looked out for each other and did what we could. A girlfriend just out of nowhere said, you know what, I just remembered I owed you $20, and I never gave it to you. Here. And I just was like, Lord, thank you. And I know that sounds small, but sometimes when you are out here on your own.
But that serves, that's perfect story. I just realized that serves two purposes here. Because one is, it grows through experience. You try God. And that, say, Lord, you said.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to walk in this. I'm going to believe it. And, so that's how it grows, because he answers.
Yeah.
And then you see another answer and another answer and another answer. And sometimes you see answers that take 5 years.
Yeah.
I love the statement you made a couple of weeks ago about sometimes you have to grow into answers.
You do.
And so it takes a while for the faith that God's going to do this for it to happen. And you still have to keep the faith. You got to keep. It's like Noah is my perfect example. That poor guy. He's out in the middle of nowhere building a boat, and people laughing at him. And I forget, it was like 120 years or something. I'm thinking that's faith. But also, one of the other questions we put at the beginning of this is, what is faith? How do you get it? How do you know you got it? And so your illustration is a great example. And let me ask you a question. You may answer this the way I hope you will, but it's okay. You answered honestly. Did you recognize God that night and that he did those things?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I knew I couldn't. First of all, it was no human way that I should have made it 30 miles without stopping. So I knew that was God. Even for me to try it. A little measure of faith, like, oh, God,
that's
please.
That's a big measure.
And I believe I said a prayer, please, Lord, just get me to work, because I knew if I got to work.
You'd figure something
out. I'd figure something out. So, even that. But, how do you get it? You just have to step out and believe that whatever you're,
that it does get easier.
It gets easier. But it's like Peter stepping on the water.
Right.
How do you get it? You step out and you don't know if it's going to happen or not.
Right.
And you just believe that when you place your feet on the ground, there's a spot for you to step.
See, that's so funny, because, Christianity is not a safe religion. Most religions are not safe because they require you to close your eyes and take a step. And that's always difficult for us as human beings, At least for me, I want it explained. I want the cord measured,
I
want all the safety precautions there. And God says, no, you're flying without a net tonight. Okay. But what has happened? I'm glad I said that, because that's exactly what we do every Sunday. And we should share that with the people. We fly without a net.
Yeah.
Because we believe, in other words, we don't have a rehearsed
format, script.
We have a vague idea. One of us has come up with something, or we've come up with together, and then we trust God to bounce the Holy, or for the Holy Spirit to kind of bounce back and forth. And we've never been disappointed.
No, and sometimes things come out.
Our audience may be disappointed.
Yeah,
I'm sorry. Go.
But sometimes things come out that
You didn't play it,
and that was like you say something, and it's, I hate to say it, it's so profound for me. I won't speak for
you. Oh, that's fun.
It's so profound that you're like, now that was not me.
Right.
No,
yeah.
That was not me.
That happens to me writing sometimes, and I'll go back and read something, and go, wow, who wrote that?
Yeah.
Because you know, it was the Holy Spirit,
mm-hmm.
and I absolutely believe that. So, what is faith? Faith is believing in something you can't. See, touch, taste, smell. How do you get faith? It grows, and you have to take a step, and another step, and another step, and sometimes a leap, and sometimes. And here's another tough one: you have to pull people along with you who are dependent on your faith to be right. Have you ever had that situation?
I think we both have,
yeah.
Where you just kind of like...
They're all kind of following you.
Yeah, like, yeah. Okay. And I think any leader in any leadership position, be head of your family,
right.
You know, husband, wife, mother, you know, business leader or whatever, a lot of times you are pulling people along with
yes.
the vision. And so I feel like even in a family setting, the family should have a vision.
Right.
Of what they want and where they're going. And
yeah, we never went through that. You know, my dad wasn't one of those kind of guys that we're going to follow this program or that program. But we always knew that we were going to worship God. We were going to be in the church body someplace if you lived in his house.
That's a vision.
You know, that was his vision. And for him, that was success, was to have us going. And have us as involved as we could be, well, kicking and screaming, but yeah, we went because Dad said you go. So I guess my point is about the faith is sometimes the greatest faith is the faith you have that affects you and people around you, your family, your work team, and they're all looking at you. You have to say, you know what? I believe we can do this.
Right.
Or I believe God wants me to move to New Haven, Connecticut. Well, you know, and you go. So the other thing I want to talk about is how that, you know, you said you can't feel it. And I agree with you. Most of the time, I can't feel faith. But there are times, and I call this grace, where God somehow just in an instant, I believe wholeheartedly, without any reservation, and it's not a choice. It is a choice. I made the choice to believe, and then God comes in and gives me an extra, I call it a measure of faith or whatever, and it's a grace thing for him. He says, look, I'm just going to make this one easy for you. Here you go. Now you have no doubts. Move forward.
Well, and I think it's someplace in the faith walk, like faith is a walk, transformation happens.
Yeah, okay.
Your doubt then turns or transforms into, I believe this is possible.
Mm-hmm.
This is possible only through God. And there is this transformation process until you believe.
So
now,
you
this
said,
is a Lindaism.
No, that's great. I totally agree with you. And the reason I want to stop you, the only reason I want to interrupt is because that's very profound. It really was. It is a process. And the main point I want to make, and we kind of made it at the beginning, but your statement makes it easier, and that is, it's okay to have doubt.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I think that's the greatest faith. In some ways, my faith is less than it was, because I have less reason to doubt than I've ever had. So is that faith, or is that proof? You know, and it kind of runs together.
It does.
But what I want to say to people who want to start practicing faith, take a step, even if you don't feel it. Even if you're going, I just can't believe this is going to happen. But you know what? I'm going to take a step.
And really, it's not about feeling.
It's not. It's a choice.
It's a choice that you have to make that I'm going to, no matter how I feel about this, your
feeling
and your doubt has to make trust.
Yes.
And it has to coincide with trust, and then with the trust, and you start walking in what it is you're going for, and then you meet that transformation happens, that then you have a belief, I can do this.
That's great. Leads me into my next one. Is
mm-hmm.
you know, how do you I'm trying to think of how to say this. How do you keep walking in when it's a journey? You know, well, where you want to go is multiple steps, you know, and you've got people following you, you know, all those things that, you know, just want to tempt you up and, you know, make you feel like the weight of the world's on your shoulders. What do you do?
Keep going. You know, and I'm going to go to a scripture that says,
yeah,
without faith, it's impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him. So to me, in this faith walk, in this faith journey, there is an essential element, and that is your relationship with God. Because if you don't have that, it is even hard to conceive that these things could be possible. Now, some may argue that and say that it's not for me. It is because I know before I had God, you know, I would do it in my own strength, but there's only so far you can go with your own strength. And to me, and I think we talked about this last, the power thing, there is another level of strength that is not mine that comes from something greater than myself, and I need that in my faith walk.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah, and things that we've been through that we thought in the middle of, oh, my God, Lord, how am I going to face tomorrow? How am I going to get out of bed? And then you look back and you go, we made it.
Mm-hmm.
And you know it wasn't just you.
Mm-mm.
That there was a power, there was a resolve that came from God that says, you're going to get out of bed.
And there's no,
you know, we're going to move forward. It's going to be okay. I'm here.
Yeah.
You know?
No, you know, just no.
And I still have to do that every day.
And I feel like sometimes your faith walk is a walk every day. I do feel like it's easier. There, you know what, if you have any type of business or you work in business or whatever, just to make it practical, you know, sometimes I'm going to just speak to me, the business isn't where I would love it to be, our ministry. It is good and we are doing well and I see our progress, but it's not where I would want it to be. And sometimes, you know, you can be like, I'm like, we're working so hard and we're just right here. You know, I want to be here. And, you know, sometimes it takes a measure of faith to keep going. God, am I even going in the right direction? Because this is moving at a snail's pace. You know, whether that's business or whatever your dream or goal is, it seems like you're moving at a snail's pace. Or you are at a crossroad in your life. If you've ever been at a crossroad where you don't know which way to turn, which should I go left,
well,
right, or whatever.
Well, you just brought up a whole other side of this. But, yeah, that's really good, Linda. I mean, you got to – the relationship thing is everything. Let's use you and me and husband and wife as an example. We get married. I trusted you when we married. But it's been tested. It's been proven. And our relationship is more trusted than it's ever been. It's the same thing. I trusted God as my Savior. I trusted God as my Lord. Now I'm learning to trust Him as my continuous Savior. He saves me all day, every day, not just once, you know? And that's faith, and that's a relationship that grows. I'm so glad I'm where I'm at. I can't wait to get to the next level. Because it's just going to be deeper and better. And it may not be easier. In fact, it probably won't be. It may be more difficult. But it'll be it's like me and you. You know, one of us may get ill. One of us, things could go differently. But we'll still be together. Mm-hmm. We'll still be loving each other. We'll still be taking care of each other. I'm okay with that.
And it's the same with him. It is, and it's a great, I can't say resource.
It's hard to say.
It is,
but
it's
changes
like,
your life.
it does change your life, and it opens up your eyes to the fact that, to me, it's so important to know that I have someone greater than myself, than anybody in the world. My Father is, you know, the creator of the universe. He's omnipresent. And when I need him, this creator of the universe, he is my dad. And when I need him, I just have to call Abba. And time again, he's proven to me that he will be there when I call.
Yeah, no, we're back to prayer a couple of weeks ago. But of course, obviously, they go together. Prayer and faith go together.
Yeah, they do.
You know, we won't go back to all the prayer stuff, but I will share this with, and it is a prayer thing as well. It was the picture, I may not have shared this picture exactly like this, but there have been times in my life when I just felt so defeated. I felt like such a failure. Marriage, fatherhood, sonhood, people disappointed, or I thought they were. I felt like they were disappointed. I know I was disappointed in me. And all I could do was picture God sitting, and we're going to draw this picture. I'm going to get my stepdaughter to draw it one day. Sitting on the throne, his arms are, he's got me. I'm right there in his arms, head on his shoulder, you know, just, you know, looking back over my shoulder, and I'm about 5 or 6 years old. And he's got one arm around me with the other one. He's just pointing all these little boys who've come up to point at me and tell me about a rotten person. And he's like, he's fine. I got him. That's the relationship. You know, and I absolutely believe that God says, no, I'm not going to let you. I got you. I got you.
And that is a measure of faith to know that, you know, no matter what, if I mess up, and I've messed up many a time, you know, we're scouted, you know, even when you mess up, that, you know, he's not the God that, now you're going straight to hell with the bandwagon.
No.
But that he helps you just like any father would say, hey, this, okay, what's the best decision in the world? Let's work this thing out, you know?
Yeah.
And it's a measure of faith to get to that point where you see him as a confidant, as an encourager. That comes alongside you, lifts you up when you're down in the bucket, and picks you up and takes you forward. And it is that faith that tells you that it will all be okay.
Yeah. Okay. So, you know, as usual.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Yeah.
But that's okay. Let's kind of get back on topic. So we've talked about what it is, and I think there's just so much you can do with that. And how do you get it? You just have to walk in it. I do want to share this because it's stuck with me for well over 32 years. And that is a statement that my spiritual mentor, Chuck Jones, I will mention, used to say to me. He says, act like it's so, even though it isn't so, so that it will be so. And I didn't get it. I really didn't understand that. I mean, I understood the faith thing of, you know, you step out. But I didn't really get it. Sometimes you step out when the feelings aren't there, when you just don't want to do it, but you're trying to be obedient. And I finally got that one time in the context of forgiveness. And the Lord, I need to forgive this person. I know I do. I'm having problems feeling like I've forgiven them. It's hard for me to stop thinking about what happened, you know, whatever. And those words came to me, act like it's so, even though it isn't so, it will be so.
Well,
and so what I started doing was acting like I forgave that guy. And eventually my feelings came around, and I felt the forgiveness.
Right.
So,
and, well, the scripture, call those things that be not as though they were. So you really are, whatever it is that you don't have, call those things that be not. It's not as you want it to be. It's not where you see it. It's not how you would like it to be. But you live and work through it as though they were believing every step of the way that what it is, whether it be forgiveness for somebody walking in that, whether it be a broken relationship or whatever, sometimes if that's going to be repaired, whatever, you call those things that be not as though they were.
And the other thing I want to add to that, because as a listener, I just heard something, and I want to make sure we're clear. We don't play the name it, claim it game. That's not what Linda's talking about, where, God, I want a new Mercedes. And you just keep saying it till God does it.
Well, I mean, personally, I mean, if that's what you want, I don't have a problem with that. If that's where you are, I was there at a certain point. But as you grow spiritually, you'll get to a point, to me, where that's not as important.
That's where I was trying to go.
Yeah.
And I wasn't doing a good job of getting there.
Yeah.
Linda, I hope, and we try, and most of the time I think we are, at that place where we only want the things God wants. So I'm not asking for a Mercedes because, frankly, it's not important to me. Yeah. Now, if he gives me one, I'll drive it, trust me.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm okay with that. But that's not important. I guess what I'm trying to say is, I think as your relationship and your faith grows and you become more of a kingdom person, you don't really ask for most of that kind of stuff. You start asking for people. You start asking for someone to get saved. Or you start asking or you start praying for a nephew or an aunt or an uncle to get well. You don't have your eyes on yourself much at that point. It changes.
Well, and I feel like your needs change, and I have no problem with if that's where you are, because we're not condemning anybody.
No.
If you are there at the name and claim it, and it's nothing wrong with that, because I'm going to trust me. It was a time that I was there. Hey, I needed a new car. Lord, I wasn't asking for a Mercedes. I was asking for any car back.
Yeah.
I was a good fellow at the time, but I was naming and claiming it, and you know, he did give me a car. It was not, trust me, it was not a Mercedes. But
it's so hard for me to explain what I mean.
No, I get
some things you just step out and you don't care how crazy it looks or how nutty somebody thinks it is. You do it because you feel God's called you to it.
Right, and I do feel like some people, maybe that's your first step into that journey, is that this is what I want. He will meet you at your need. I'm not saying that you may get a Mercedes, and maybe you will. Hey, go for it if you will. But, you know, for me, it was like, I think I got a Rio. And I was happy with it, let me tell you, at the time. So, you know, it's nothing.
A long way, baby.
I've come a long way. Yeah, and I was ecstatic with that Rio. But wherever you are, I feel like if God sees your heart and he knows it, you know, are you going to use it for a kingdom? Hey, whatever, work it however.
So there's an interrelationship between the faith and the prayer and the relationship. I mean, it kind of all fits together. You can't have one without the other. But I do, you know, stand on the faith thing. It's a journey.
I'm
60 years old. And I'm so glad I've been on this journey. I don't want to go back to 40. And I definitely don't want to go back to 20. I like where I've gotten to. You know, maybe the bones hurt, and you know, but I'll take the relationship that's been built by faith.
I'm with you. And, you know, we're like 2 years apart. So I'm 58, kicking that door for 60 real soon. And, you know, I wouldn't do 20, 30, 40.
No, I don't want to go back.
Because I think about all those years that different things that I went through, the life lesson I got from those were,
you know,
I'm loving this age because there is something about the wisdom in knowing that God is able.
That's exactly where I was going, because I hadn't really thought about putting it this way before, but I'm going to put it this way and see if you agree with me. Has anything changed? You're still working 8 hours a day at least. You're still worried about kids. You still have bills. Nothing's really changed except your belief that it's all going to be fine and I can trust God. No, I have to get up and worry about that today. Yeah. That's all.
And that's you a powerful, change. Yeah. I've
your
changed.
Environment really
very good. Yeah. It is one of those things. Thank you. That is true.
And the problems are the same. They may have more zeros behind them. They're still the same problems. That's what's funny about it. So, yeah, it was just great. We could go on and on. The other thing I want to, and these are the things I want to share with people who may be sort of early in their walk,
mm-hmm.
that they can take and hear from somebody who may have been at it a little bit longer. That made me smarter. I've just been practicing longer. And that is, don't let your feelings guide you.
Mm-hmm.
Follow you, but also follow your gut. Your gut is the Holy Spirit.
It is.
I didn't know that for years. I used to question, it's just me. No, you learn after a while. That is the Holy Spirit. So I'm going to share, this is such a great, great truth for somebody young. Claim a verse. Here's the verse. It's Proverbs. Is it 3 or 6? It doesn't really matter. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will direct your paths. So if you're worried about, you're taking a step of faith, and you're not sure it's in the right way, it's going to be okay. He'll correct.
He'll nudge you along.
He'll put somebody and block you to make you go left or right. I absolutely believe, because of my heart is to be in the center of his will, that he's always kind of pushing me. As I'm maybe leaning a little one way or the other, so that's one. The other one is, I hate that I can't quote this right this minute. It's slipping me, but it's basically that God will give you the desires of your heart.
Yes.
And I've read that for years thinking, really? I haven't got all the desires in my heart yet. If that's true, then where's all the money in the bank or whatever, whatever it is you want. I finally got it. And that is, God will give you the desires of your heart. He will give to you the desires he wants you to have.
Mm-hmm.
Then your desires become his desires. That is so cool.
It
and
is.
Now let me put that in such a practical statement, because I've done this. I've been in a situation where I had 3 job offers, and they were all good. One was to work with a VA, which I thought was a mission.
Mm-hmm.
One was to go work for the CDC, high prestige
mm-hmm.
stuff, good money. And one was to move to Selma, Alabama. Selma, Alabama. Less money by 30% at least. Not a big city. Going to be in the country. But my heart and God had said to me, I felt God wanted me to go to Selma. God, the devil, through every roadblock, he just kept flashing dollar signs and prestige and mission. And I kept praying. And finally, I called Chuck Jones, my spiritual mentor. And I said, what do you do? What do I do? These people was throwing money at me. And you know what he said? He said, Dave, I thought you wanted to come to Selma. That's all he had to say. Because that was the word of the Lord. What difference does that make? What difference does it make that you can make $30,000 more in Atlanta if you're not where I want you to be? And I'm like, okay, decision over.
you can just flip through that extra $30,000, or you can watch the $30,000 left that you make become grow because of the things.
I had so much growth in Selma. I didn't know it until I left how much spiritual growth I got in Selma, Alabama, from a group of people in a wonderful church who showed me things I had no idea. I am so thankful. And the $30,000, I could have bought that for $30,000.
But my whole point was, has brought you to this that you can share with listeners on the radio, the word comes through you. I mean, that's God, but it also is
my
that word.
Is,
yeah.
Trust yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that gut feeling,
mm-hmm.
a lot of times is the Lord. If you're young and find some trusted people who've walked with the Lord, and, you know, sound them out. That's smart. That's just
right.
really
wise. Right. And my other thing.
But don't let people stop you.
Right. Don't. And you know that the faith or your decision is of God when it lines with the word.
Amen.
You know, because you can say, hey, this is a desire in my heart. Well, he's not going to give you the desire to be with another woman's husband. That's
right.
not biblical.
Yeah.
You know? So know that when your desires line up with the word of God,
right.
then you are on the right path.
Well, that's also synonymous with
mm-hmm.
what we said a minute ago, wanting God's will.
Mm-hmm.
Well, God, the Word tells us many times what the choice should be.
Mm-hmm.
It may not be as clear as, you know, whatever, you know, but sometimes it's real clear.
It's very
it says,
clear.
Don't do that.
Right. yeah.
There's no ifs, there's no ands, there's no buts,
yeah.
you know, et cetera, et cetera. He said, no. What else do we want to say about faith?
I just feel like it's one of those useful tools and resources mm-hmm. that.
Oh, I know. I know what I want to ask. I'm a brand new baby Christian. Give me something practical I can try. I can practice. Can you do that? If you can, I will.
Well, I mean, I'll give it a shot.
I know.
I just feel, yeah, you did. But
I mean,
it's
what
always,
would you most want to say?
When I was I'm gonna put myself in a brand new as a brand new Christian. I had just left Islam, and I was a brand new Christian. To make that turn, when I had to, if I left or if I told my family that I was a closet Christian for like a year. I was a closet Christian for a year to the point where I could no longer be a closet Christian anymore. And so I had to tell my family and tell people.
And trust me, folks, closet is not Linda's first time.
No. So I had to believe that basically the chips would fall in place. Mm-hmm. Well, and I lost a lot, but I still had to walk out that faith that God would provide. And he did.
Isn't it interesting, you know, and folks, I started to say I wish it was different, but I don't because I'm going to trust God's wisdom. Why is it God gives you some of the biggest tests when you're a baby Christian?
I don't
you
know.
It's, I just like, wow.
It's, but you know, that walk was fulfilling for me.
But you did it,
mm-hmm.
and that willingness, it's almost like Abraham. It's funny because you know I've been listening.
Right.
It's like Abraham being ready to sacrifice Isaac, and God at the last minute said, no, I just wanted to test you. I think sometimes those are what those are. And then you go, wow, it was worth every friend I lost.
It
was worth every
single so, but at the time, I didn't know that they would come back, and
but
I just
walked
it out.
They
were lost to me, and I grieved for some family members.
Sure.
Not all, but some family members, some very, very close friends that I really loved. But, you know, what I got was my relationship with God.
Right.
I met new family, new friends, and now my life is just filled, and I wouldn't have seen that.
Let me ask you another
15
question.
Years
ago. I'm just curious. When you made that decision, said, you know, I'm stepping out, I'm coming out of the closet, take it or leave it.
Mm-hmm.
This is me. I'm a Christian. But anyway, you know, did God place a teacher or a mentor in your life at that point?
This is so funny. No,
but that was when you were closet.
Yeah.
When you came out of the closet,
when
you
I came
didn't
out
have
to
hide anymore.
And I didn't have to. Well, yes, he did, because I think I was still in Alabama at the time, and it was a big step. I was still going to church, and it was a church that I had gone to as a child, and the pastor there, he's long gone now, But I remember him saying something about you are answering your grandmother's prayers.
Sure.
Yeah.
But I'm saying at that moment in time, on this earth, did God provide?
Because I just went back to church my grandmother went to, because I really didn't know where
to
go. Yeah, and so, you know, he was there for me, which was good because he knew me. I mean, it's just one of those things.
My point is, I do believe God meets our needs.
Yeah.
In those times when it hurts and it's tough and people are calling you names. In your case, I'm pretty sure you got called for next.
Yeah.
I can't. That he's going to reward that faith. He's going to provide that need. For me, it was amazing. I prayed the prayer, and I'll tell the whole story or not. I prayed the prayer that was the best prayer I ever prayed, and that is, Lord, here it is. I quit. And a guy I'd heard once before, 2 months before, who I didn't like at all, I thought was the biggest, wussiest, and if he's ever listened to that, he'll laugh. He won't mind. 6'5", 320 pounds of jelly. That was my feeling. Milk toast. I didn't want to listen to this guy, you know. I went back. After I prayed that prayer, I said, I'm not promising anything. I'm not telling you, God, I'm going to church. I'm not making any more promises. I'm sick of failing and feeling guilty. So if anything happens, you'll have to do it. And I went back, and damn, I heard something totally different from this guy. He became, for 3 years, that poor guy poured his life into me. Now, I mean, he was doing all the other things he did, but he just kind of drugged me along. Took me and said, come to this retreat when I go and come to this Bible study. And he was worth all those friends, every one of those friends that I had to walk away from because I just couldn't stay there anymore. You know, he was worth every one of them. I'd do it again in a heartbeat. I still have a relationship with him. It's long distance, but if I called him tomorrow, he and I would be brothers again in a heartbeat. That's what we're not tonight.
Even in Islam, when I walked away from that, there were some sisters that I have to give them credit, and a couple of brothers, and even my ex-husband, that they just said, hey, this is your choice. We're going to respect that. We love you anyway. It was a couple. They reached out to tell me that. I know you're going through a tough time, you know, if you need to talk or whatever. And some of them asked me tough questions, which gave me a point.
But they were asking tough questions because they were concerned.
Right, out of concern, not as a way to.
You know, your illustration was so good, I can't help but jump in here and say, those were the guys or the women or the men that have a heart for God.
Yes.
It doesn't matter that they're in the midst of Muslim nation.
Yeah.
You know, and that's what we say here. That's what I say now, God. And I know that some of my Christian friends may really disagree with this, but I believe there are people all over this world who have a heart for God, who don't want just religion. They want a personal relationship, and it shows. Those were the guys.
Yeah.
I'd be willing to bet if you went back and you named them, you would tell me, you know, this guy really walked the walk. It wasn't just religious. It was real.
Well, I have to say two of them, thank God, are now.
Right.
Yes.
Thanks
to you. And two of them are still in Islam, but you know what? They really do walk the walk. They care. And
it is not just about being part of the nation and advancing
something. No, it's about.
Whatever. It's about serving God.
Yes.
And they serve God
in their
the Muslim nation.
Yeah.
Now, are there people who serve God in the Hindu, in the Buddhist religion? In the rest of the Muslim world, I think so.
I think so, too.
And
I
know what? And I pray for those guys. And we're going to pray for them tonight. Because, you know, I pray that if they have a heart for God, they beat him. And I don't care what they call him.
Pretty much.
Because he'll change their heart.
And that's
And the Holy Spirit will take them where they need to go.
Yeah,
whether they call it something else or not. I'm not sure as that.
God will evolve the seed.
Yeah. You know, we could go back and, boy, we've gotten off track. But
we have. But, you know, it is about faith. Faith to step out when you're a new baby Christian is just to step out. Can you do this? Do I have it, Lord? Can I do
it?
Go for it. Like, not get to do it.
You know, okay, so you're tripping, you skin your knee.
Trust me, we all have. And we'll do it again.
You know what? God's right there with a bandage.
Mm-hmm.
He's right there. He's not me. He's not mad. He's going to pick you up and go, hey, what do you think you did wrong?
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
And we're going to go, well, I think I didn't see that tree limb that was about
right.
to swing down and hit you in the head. You know, or whatever, you know. Yeah, you trusted the wrong person. Or you didn't follow, you dismissed that feeling, didn't you? You know, and I learned from it and get up and go on. You know, we were having the best conversation, was it yesterday or maybe even today, but I think it was yesterday, about the difference between passion and ambition. I don't have passion. My ambition's kind of, it's not so hot, you know, except for what we're doing right here, ministry. My ambition is still there, but I have passion at work. I want to do the job. But that's that maturity thing where I realize it's just a job. This is life. What
this
we're doing tonight is
our
life.
Passion.
This is serving the Lord. This is advancing the kingdom and getting people to think and seek God. I would rather, there's not that rather day.
Well, it's a faith walk for us, too. And
even when I really want to go watch TV.
Yeah. It takes faith to do the radio program versus go watch
from
TV.
Sunday at 6 p.m.
Yeah.
Well, let me tell you, I've got a series. He's calling me right now. But anyway, but somebody needs to hear these things. Somebody needs to go, oh, so I just step out. Yep. Yep, you do. And you know what? If you mess up and fall, it's okay.
Yes,
we don't have to be perfect. Thank the Lord. You know? Okay.
Well,
enough.
Yeah, I think so.
I think we should end on that. Okay. I think I got on my preaching box there for a minute.
And it's all good.
Thank
Hopefully
you
heard something today that you agree with. You can leave us comments if you disagree with anything that we said. We want you to leave us a comment, or please feel free to call in.
Can I add something? That is truly an honest statement. When we say we want to hear from you, and if you disagree, we want to hear that too. Linda and I are still growing.
Mm-hmm.
We're still learning. You may bring something to us, some view, some perspective that we haven't looked at, and we want to look at. We want to learn. You know, so
right.
Don't hesitate.
We're using this program, hopefully, as a dialogue, not new Christians, not spiritual people.
Right.
It doesn't matter that we all can share and have a dialogue.
Friendly.
And that you know that, hey, we've messed up plenty of times.
Friendly, non-hostile,
yes.
Non-denominational, somewhat non-religious.
Yes.
You know, in that. I want anybody to call in and challenge me and say,
yeah.
You know, I don't believe Jesus is the Son of God. Well, okay.
Let's talk
Why
about
not?
It. Let's talk about it. We just want to dialogue. The goal of this program is to make you think
right. And
to encourage you to develop a relationship with this God that we're talking about,
right.
Who is absolutely, for me, so awesome.
Right.
Well, we're going to end out. I'm going to let Dave end out.
Yeah, this is kind of, I think we've decided to let this be a tradition. And really what it is we're just going to end with a word of prayer for anybody who's listening.
Yeah.
And Linda, jump in if you want. But I'll leave. Lord, I just pray that through this program, any prayer, you know, not just us, wherever they are, Lord, whatever is available to them, that those that are seeking you, who have a need, who have a hunger and thirst to know God, will meet you. And I believe that will happen. There's a faith that coincides with God's word. And when they're both together, it happens. So I just pray, Lord, that your spirit will touch their hearts, their minds, their souls, their bodies, and every part of them. And they feel you, and they know you, and they start trusting themselves in you. And I just ask these things in Jesus' name.
Amen, and so it is.
Okay.
All right, well, have a great week. We'll see you next week. Be blessed and see you powerfully. All done.